The four Malchus, Bavel, Parsa, Madai, Yavin, and Rome, their name is Betchila Sabriya. So instead of the Torah telling us about them when they emerged, you know, when Bavel emerges, so the Torah should tell us about Bavel and Parsa, Madai when they emerge in Megillas Esther. That's what you tell us about Parsa, Madai. And in Yavin, and there is nothing. No, in Yavin, so tell us about Yavin and Masechet Shabbos. Why the name is B'tchilas HaBriya? Because this is something which is Mischayev from the original creation of the Briya. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world that has the appearance where he's rachak from the Briya, and from that is created. From that is created Mimela. Four different directions to depart from the Kodesh Baruch Hu.
The vision of Daniel isn't considered a mention.
That's not the beginning of the Briya. I'm saying it is mentioned other times, but besides the times that it's mentioned in Daniel, it's also in Sefer Bereishis. And you have to understand what the purpose of that is. What's the purpose of mentioning something 2,000 years before it happens? This is because this is Briya. Briya is Mechayivlis. That Briya is a Kadosh Baruch Hu created world that if a person chooses, he could. Thank you very much. He could choose not to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Briya is all about. Briya is to create a world where there's Bechira. Either yes to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu or not to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the four kings are very much a part of that. That is what they are. Those, the Abba Malachim are the options. That there's no one truth. You have a Babylonian option. Or you could choose the Persian option if that fits your fancy. If you like rugs. Or you could do the Greek option. You have salad with olive oil. There's different options. And options come when the one truth is hidden. So Hashem didn't create the options. Hashem hid himself. And the Mimela, once you can't see the truth, so you stumble about in four different directions to try and find your way out. And that's B'tchilas HaBriya. And then also B'tchilas HaBriya, it ends up, it says, that's the four different ways that one could depart from the truth. There's four different ways that one could depart from the truth. And then it says, Ruach Elokim, Ruach Eves Al Pnei Hamayim. So that's a reference to Melech HaMashiach. So Melech HaMashiach brings everything back together. And whatever comes back with him will become part of Achdusa Yisbarach, of participating in recognizing the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as there is nothing else, and even though Hashem is hidden, but it's just hidden, he's there. And the ones that don't follow Mashiach back, they just won't ever come back. They won't be. They just keep going. Because of Mitzchayim and Tchilas HaBriya, Hashem didn't create Bavel in the time when Bavel emerged. Hashem created Bavel in the beginning of the creation. Shabbat Hashem is Baruch Hashem Lamai. This is a natural byproduct of creation. So that's why Daniel says, Chaza Habis Bechazvai Im Leila, I saw in a vision at night, Va'aru, and I saw Abba Ruch Hashemai, I saw four winds. Magichen Liyamarabba, and they're all churning up the Yamagadol. Abba Chivan Ravavine, and there's four mighty creatures, Salkam and Yama, they're coming out of the sea. Shan and Damida, they're different from one another. They have to be different from one another. They're extremes. Why did these creatures come out of the sea? He's going to take this apart. Why did the creatures come out of the sea? Why can't the creatures come out of the forest? If a lion creature, he should come out of the forest. Why is he coming out of the sea? Well, Shemayin she'elu danim kamadal ruchas mechulakim. The four animals are like the four winds, just like the north wind is the polar opposite, polar extreme of the south wind, and they have absolutely nothing in common. Nothing. So too, these four creatures, they're four extremes. And the four winds, they're the ones that bring the animals out of the sea. They like suck them out of the sea and bring them out. Because that's what we think of them. They may look like a beast, like a huge, ferocious beast, but they come from the sea. The significance of coming from the sea is she'enenu min ha'yishuv. It's impossible for one to live in the sea. The sea is not a makom yishuv. The sea is a makom. That's why Yardei Hayam, so then they make a gaimel. There's four groups that say a gaimel. There's someone that came out of prison, or someone that was ill and got better. There's Yardei Hayam, and some of them went into Midbar. That's how it works. Prison, illness, Midbar. That's V'chal HaChayim Yiduch HaSela. It's around this. We say V'chal HaChayim, all of Chayim, all ones who are alive, Yiduch HaSela, you have to acknowledge gratitude to God and make a bracha, Berachas Hayadah, Yiduch HaSela. Chayim is Cheses Chavush, which means a prisoner. Yid is Yam. The other yud is no chesed chayla. I'm sorry, chesed chayla shenisrape. Yud is yetsam beis asurim. The other yud is yam, and the mem is midbar. That's how it works. Chesed yud mem. Okay, midukasala. So people travel on an airplane, and they travel internationally. So those that make a gemel. I mean, nowadays, when you hear someone make a gemel, you say shalom aleichem to them. That's what it is. And there's no chiyuv to make a gemel when you go on an airplane. You're making a gemel because you went over the yam. And there's some place going to hold you don't make it, because yardei yam means you have to actually go into the sea and the airplane flies over the sea. I heard that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky held not to make it. The minhag ha'olam is to make the bracha. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky held not to make it. Yardei yam. It's not a makom yishuv. You make a gaimel because you went into a place that all the things that are necessary for human survival are not there. Now you happen to be in a boat, so the boat is protecting you from that. But you can't permanently live there. There isn't anything, whatever, ground under your feet. You need, what do you need to survive? You need ground under your feet. There's no ground under your feet. It's water. You need food. There's no food. Oxygen. There's no oxygen. There's nothing. So when you enter into a matzav, that all the tznayi hakiyim, all the conditions for life are missing, when you come out of it, so you make a gaimel. When the Mara Nevuah that Daniel had, when he saw that these four creatures were coming out of the yam, Hashem is showing him something. They might look ferocious, and they might look fearsome and mighty, but they come from the yam. Which means they come from a place that's not a makom yishuv b'nei adam. That means they don't have reality. Things that come out of the yam do not have the same reality as things that live on dry land. They have like a quasi-reality, a semi-reality, something that resembles reality. But they come from a makom which is not. They're coming from nowhere. They're coming from, yeah, there's nothing in the end. The Klai shows Nimshal Yabosha. The Medrash brings down the Arba Chavin, the Arba Van Slikim and Yama, they came, these Chayas, the Arba Chayas came out of the Yam. And the Medrash says, Medrash Rabba, Im Zechisem, if Klai shows Zecha, where are they going to come out of? Min Yama, they're going to come out of the sea. From Lav, and if Klai shows Rachman Latzlan is not Zecha, Min Chorish, they're going to come out of the forest. So what does that mean? What's the difference where they come from? They're coming. You know, the monsters are coming. So it makes such a difference where they come from. The Yama, they come from the forest. They're monsters. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming. When the monsters come, you hide under your bed. Hadach Yusa the Yama Kisalik Min Yama He Mamchia Sakun Chusha Lasi Mamchia. That when it comes from the yam, there's no substance. When it comes from the forest, it's substantial. Appears that kiga yam who rock when the yishuv is distant from habitation, b'mzeik in Yisrael of klaysh ozeik ha'oza umas einam ha'metzias ha'gamer, they're not real. My davishu b'yam einam ha'metzias. So it's interesting. I mean, the Goyim could oppose us in different ways, and it's really dependent. They're going to oppose us. They're going to try and wipe out the nation that represents the unity of God. They're going to try and wipe out the Ruach HaLakim, Rachefetz HaPnei Mayim. That's what they're going to attempt to do. But it depends on us how, you know, how powerful they are, how powerful of an adversary they are. If we're Zaycha, so then their opposition will be there, but it'll be unsubstantial. It'll be similar to being attacked by a mirage. The close your eyes, it's not really there. If we're not Zaycha, it'll be formidable. So we are the ones that determine how forceful the opposition is against us.
So why did we deserve that they came from the sea?
Oh, in Daniel, yeah, so this is two different midrashim. In Daniel's Mara, they came from the sea. And the Medrash says that that's only if you're Zecha. So Hashem was showing him a Mara of when Klai Yisrael was Zecha. I mean, the Chai, that means at the time Klai Yisrael was Zecha. So this is Gemara's. There was a machshefa that tried to take something out from under Rav Chanina ben Dosa's foot. It's like a kishuv thing. They do something under the foot of their victim. And Rav Chanina ben Dosa told her, "Let me stay. Look, it's not going to help. What you're doing ain't Ed Mavada except." It says Ed Mavada, so what you're doing, it's pointless. Because you don't have any power. Only God has power. And if God wants to hurt me, he's going to hurt me, and there's nothing I can do to stop it. And if God doesn't want to hurt me, there's nothing you can do about it. So the kasha is, you know, the Gemara's are filled with Maisim with Kishav, where they actually did Kishav, they're Mazak people. It's not so common nowadays. But in the times of the Gemara, there was something called Kishav. When the Gemara in Bava Metzia talks about if you lose a loaf of bread, so then the owner's not Miyayish because it's not going to get kicked around. If there's a Siman on, the Siman's still going to be there. So the Gemara talks about if it's Rav Yisrael, so Jews don't kick food. And even if it's a makam that Gaim HaMetzim Shema, Nachem HaMetzim Shema, But it was the derech in those days to put some kind of kishuv on a loaf of bread and leave it lying around, and somebody would come pick it up and get affected, get damaged from it. So they don't, when they see a loaf of bread on the ground, they don't touch it either. It says halacha that comes from this. The Gemara Shabbos, there were two Amoraim that they were traveling on a ship, and there was a machshefa, a woman. She wanted to go on the ship with them, and they didn't want to wait for her because they didn't want to be on board a ship alone with the woman. So she said something, whatever she said, and she tied up the boat by saying it. They said the Shem Hashem, and they untied the boat. So what did Kanina B'daisa mean when he said Einad Mevadiksev? Because the forces in creation that they're in opposition to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for example Kishuv, they don't really exist. There is no opposition to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains everything. If one believes that these forces are independent forces that can act on their own, so then these forces will relate towards that believer in the manner in which he believes. So Kanina said, Einad Mavade. He said to me, Kishuv is not Kishuv. The Mechashuv doesn't have any power of his own. Everything is the Rabbanu Shalom. So it's not going to affect him. And because he believed that, and he really, really believed that, it didn't affect him. If someone believes in Kishuv, if they're afraid of Kishuv, and they said, Einad Mavade Ksiv, they're going to get zapped with a spell. It's as simple as that.
How come it affected some of the Amoraim and not the others?
Well, it's not, I mean, the case where they said the Shem Hashem and it freed them, it's not called affecting them. They seem to, you know, there's different dagas in clarity of Amunah. There's Einad Mavada, that nothing exists outside of Hashem. And then there's Hakara, that Kadosh Baruch is stronger than any other power. The things do have independent power, but Hashem is stronger because Hashem created them. And then there's a lot in between. If the Machshev was able to say a word of Kishuv and tie up the boat, that means that to some extent the Amoraim in the boat recognized that she had the ability to do that. Correct. But the Kadosh Baruch was quite stronger. So that's a Madrega. It's not the same Madrega as Rav Chanina's Madrega, but it's a Madrega. That means that they accepted it. To them, that was not a surprise that she was able to do that. Rav Chanina would say she can't do it. And they say that she could do it, but we could defeat it. It's also Madrega. Now he brings some, this is a Mara, which is famous, when you learn Masechus Chulin. This tickles, it's a Mashon Chulin. V'lekach ha-dogim shehem b'yam ein lehem shkita. V'zichi yu shkita an behemus and eifus. But not fish. You could take a fish and just eat it. So why is that? By everything else that we eat, the Kadosh Baruch Hu has a procedure. He commands us in a procedure to prepare the thing for human consumption. You can't just eat it, you have to elevate it. It's time you eat food like an animal. Animals, they see food, they eat it. But a human being, you have to elevate it. You have to do a mitzvah with it. You can't eat it without, doing a mitzvah with it. So why is the fish exempt from this? A chicken, you have to do a mitzvah with it. You have to raise it up. And then you can eat it. You can't just eat it. Stop. You got to do something. So what about a fish? You should have to do something with the gefilte fish. You should have to do something with the gefilte fish in order to eat it. Zarmate she'en ha'am mitzias. Okay, mitzias of Yishu. Fish don't count. They come from the water. A bracha, that's Rabbanan. Don't want to eat it, that's Rabbanan. No, the Mashal says that that's what the difference between a behema, a shechet, is the shechet, rave of both simanim, the windpipe and the food pipe. By a fish is no shechita b'chlal, and by eifes is a chiyuv to shech one of the two simanim, whichever one. I mean, nowadays they do both. It's so easy, you know. But only one of the two is rave of one of the simanim. So the Mashal explains, because behema is from the Adama. So you have to shech both simanim in order to be misakin it, to take it from its physical state and bring it up. And a fish is from the mayim, so you don't need to be misakin it at all. It doesn't really have a physical state. It's a non-physical form of physical. It has a physical form, but it has very 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 much has possesses non-physical properties. There's not much to it. You know, it's very cow.
What do the pipes have to, what do they represent? How does that connect to?
That's a maisa mitzvah. The more you have to cut, the more maisa you have to do in order to make it rei lechila. So the behema comes, you know, yeshiva comes from the ground. Hashem created the behemoths from the ground. Hashem created the fish in the waters. Hashem created the birds from the rikik, from the marshes. And the marshes are a combination of ground and water. So he said, that's why the behemoths you need two simanim. And fish you don't need any simanim at all. There aren't any. And by a bird, you need one simon because on the one hand, it's similar to a behema because a marsh has some land to it. On the other hand, similar to a fish because a marsh is mainly filled with water. So when the Neil was shown that these chayas are coming from the water, Hashem was showing the Neil that even though they're very formidable, but that's just the way they look. From the very origins, they're created from nothingness. And we could go one step further because Hashem didn't really create these four forms of opposition. They emerged because Kadosh Baruch Hu hid himself. And since Hashem hid himself, so in a vacuum, there's going to be all kinds of things to oppose the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So they're not really, they were never created. Since they were never created, they only emerged as a result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu hiding himself, so they don't really have that much of a presence in this world. As soon as possible, close your eyes and imagine that they go away, and they go away if you're on that madriga, because they're not real in the first place. Lefichach, im Yisrael Zeichem, so Klai Yisrael is on the proper level, ein l'malkus kayach, then the nations that rule over us with their monarchies, im oilem in ayam, klai Yisrael Tchiyas, ha v'yasem, ha kayach kazak lehem, they're not very strong, they're not very stable, hachim oilem in ayam, they come out of the sea. Im ein Zeichem, but if Klai Yisrael is not Zeichem, was oilem mikhoshe, they come from the forest, who be Yisrael, that's where people live. People live in the forest.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, in Niflum and Yishuv. Even though people don't really live in the forest. Gamkin, Asher Ein Sham B'nei Adam Rakhayis. Animals live in the forest, but not people. Mikamak Wein Lagam in Niflum and Yishuv. The forest is not totally removed from the place where people live. It's just on the same dimensional plane. And you walk where you, in the Makkah where you should, and then at a certain point, there's a forest that's, stay out of there. But the forest is the forest of the city. It's, Nottingham, for, not, Nottingham Forest?
Yeah.
So it's named after Nottingham. So it's, you have to even tell us, even though the actual forest is not Makom Yishuv, because it's a place for Yishuv.
Yeah.
But it's still Shayach to the Makom Yishuv.
Yeah,
Yerushalayim. Yeah, Yerushalayim.
6-8.
The Kakam of Dal Rukim at Dikon Yama. What's that? So the Neo was seeing a vision of Anklaish HaIzayka. And then the opposition to Kadosh Baruch Hu takes on its true form, even though it looks powerful, but if you trace it down to its root, you're going to get to the water. You look at the fangs and the horns and all the old things that we described, and then you keep going down to where it came out of, and you see an ocean. So, oh, it came out from an ocean. Nothing. Things that are created from water don't last.
Which one?
You put water in a square container, so you have square water. How long is that water square? Until you put it into a different container. There's nothing about water that's solid. Even ice cubes melt. You probably put a snowball in your freezer. Remain Zeicher, but applies is not Zeicher. Whereas Eilim, of course, they come out of the forest of Yishuv. Okay, yeah, and Nivdom Yishuv. It's separate from where people live. People generally don't live in the forest. Gamkin Chay Ein Shem B'di Adam Rachayis. There's animals there. Of Mekom Makom Ein Lagam and Nivdom Yishuv. It's not separate from habitation. Just that people don't choose to live there. But it's still, it's connected, you know, it's affiliated with habitation. Somebody would want to live there, they could work it out somehow. That's what I'm saying. But, you know, you make a treehouse for traps, stole a generator, but you can't live underwater. Lekakam avdal rukam agichin liyam, the rukam are all going to the yam. Rod and Neil and Machias, Rod some dog guys. He wasn't saying kingdoms, he's saying four wild animals. Give Eric Zach, Roy, she and Shalom Dal Machias. I skipped a line. So Rod and Neil Machias, Rod some dog guys. So he explained the water. Okay, the water. I was moving on to why they're like animals. They should come out with crowns on their heads. Let people come out of the water.
Did you spin the winds?
What?
Did the winds?
The winds are directions. Because there are four contrary, mutually exclusive directions. In the water. Now he's going on to the chayis. Makes sense to compare them to Chayis. Ki Adam, because when man was created, Yesh L'Chayik V'Rishal L'Chayis, God gave him dominion over the animals. Hashem told Adam, you're going to rule over the animals. You're the king. Adam is the king of the forest. Ki Marachim v'chitchem yiyach ha'es asada. Your awe and your fear is going to be on the animals of the field. L'fichach roi, it's property, ha'malkos b'aylam. So what does majesty look like? What does monarchy look like? B'tayu k'tmunas adam. So if you want to depict the monarchies of the world, they should appear in the form of a person. Because a person rules. The first malchus of Adam was over the animals. There wasn't anybody else around. And he wasn't ruling over his wife before the chet either, because that came afterwards. Hu yimshal bach. He became a mashal over her afterwards. So who were the members of his kingdom? He had rabbits. little furry rabbits and deer. That was his kingdom. He was sitting there. He ruled over them. So Malchus means Adam. And the first Malchus was Adam. Rosh and Rochelle's Eldam, but that's Adam. But the Dal Malchias are not Adam. They don't have this. Hashem created Adam. The Dal Malchias were not created by Hashem. They emerged. They're uninvited. They're uninvited guests. They're the Shnaris that come to the weddings instead of, you know. They take their wife out to eat for dinner and they go to a wedding hall and get the schnitzel for free. They're not God did not make them. They came. They just came. Haseir ha-malukis. So they're not created but tell them all they came. They weren't created at all. The creation is Mermela. And Nivdala, Shil Adam. Adam is separate. Mitzadazayim Haseir ha-malukis. They're missing the godliness. It's the effect. Not only don't they have godliness, their entire creation came from the distancing of God's godliness from this world. If God would reveal his godliness, they would not be able to exist. They would just dissipate. That's what it looked like, the animals.
But chayos have an ability to exist without
What?
Chayos have an ability to exist without Hashem. Hashem created chayos.
Yeah.
So why are they compared to chayos? They're nothing.
Chayos have shared something in common with these kings, that they don't exist for themselves. Hashem didn't create the cow for the cow. They don't have their own reason to exist. They don't have any excuses. They don't have any rights. They exist totally for others. It's not called a real existence. So there's something in common with the Umayyads are very important. The Kadosh Baruch Hu put them in the origins of creation. The Umayyads are there, but they don't have their own chashivas. They're only there for us to discover them and prove that they don't have any substance. You know, if your whole reason for existence is for someone to discover that there's no substance to you, then you don't really count too much. The animal is not created by Tzelem Elokim. Akayak bilti eloki, yesh bo yaser. Kamesha ingin kayak malchus elam. The animals have something in common with the four malchus. It's quite a humbling statement. That they have more in common with animals than people because they don't really exist. The proper race, I'm Dinia Bateria Batura Dal Chayes. Okay. That's what we wanted to talk about today. It was?